The Police Association is urging the government to pay for more police recruits as dozens of officers leave the force. Nearly 170 frontline officers left their jobs between March and July this year. The association says the government has dropped the ball on both funding and recruitment, with officers on the front line now paying the price. Our political reporter Annika Smith has more.
Attrition in the police force had dipped during the pandemic, but has gone up again in recent months. 168 sworn officers left the job between March and July this year, the equivalent of all police staff deployed into MIQ. The Police Association's president, Chris Cahill, says some of these exits can be put down to delayed retirements, but on the whole, the spike is concerning and had been forewarned.
That's why we always said you need to keep the recruitment going, you need to keep the funding flowing through, even if the attrition's dropped, because it will catch up. And now it is, and unfortunately we're seeing those frontline numbers drop because of not keeping up with that recruitment.
Mr Cahill says the government's promise to deliver 1,800 officers in 3 years is being funded over five. He says there are up to 2,000 people wanting to get into the police college, but because the government won't release funding allocated for the next financial year, these people will remain on a wait list. Mr Cahill doesn't understand why the money can't be put to use now.
These are jobs that they can create by releasing that money early. They're good people that want to join the police now. They're available to join. And it just seems to us that it doesn't make sense not to bring the funding forward. And as I say, we're paying the price for that now. We've actually seen numbers take a significant dip.
Mr Cahill says morale in the force has taken a hit due to increased workloads and risks and stalled pay negotiations. The National Party's police spokesperson, Simeon Brown, says it's the government's job to ensure frontline officers feel safe and supported.
Our frontline officers, yes, they do accept some risk when they go and take that job, but they are the human face of the law. They're representing the law and they're the ones who have the job of enforcing it, and we should absolutely be showing them the respect they deserve. And the government's job is to make sure they feel respected, they feel valued, and they feel safe.
The ACT Party's police spokesperson, Chris Bailey, worked as a police officer for 14 years in Nelson, Wellington and Auckland. He's not surprised attrition rates have spiked.
Just the lack of support. They're facing more violence, they're facing more work, and the numbers are going down. They're facing wage freezes. Just the overall support. I was talking to a couple of cops the other day and they had no idea who their current police minister was.
The police minister is Portal Williams. RNZ approached her office to request an interview but was told she was on leave and unavailable to answer questions. Mr Cahill says the government may face some tough decisions that may impact the country's first defence to COVID-19 soon if it doesn't act now.
I know police are concerned that with these numbers dropping, they don't have the ability to put police staff into those managed isolation facilities. And that's something that the government will have to consider.
RNZ's request to interview the police minister remains open.